This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court clarified a ruling that should set free more than 1,300 Americans, prisoners who were sentenced to life without parole, as juveniles. 3 years ago, the court ruled such sentences were unconstitutional for those under 18. In today's majority opinion from Justice Anthony Kennedy, the court said that ruling also applies retroactively. Joining us is Marcia Coyle, Chief Washington Correspondent for the National Law Journal. Marcia, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John. Glad to be with you.
What's the question of retroactivity? How has the court typically dealt with this in cases where you're dealing with classes of defendants and convicts?
John, the court has rather a complicated procedure for determining whether one of its decisions applies retroactively. Generally, when the court issues a decision that announces a new rule, it won't be retroactive. But the court has said there are really two exceptions to that. One is if the rule is a substantive new rule of constitutional law, or if it's a watershed new procedural rule. In this case, the court said that its decision in 2012, which barred mandatory life sentences without parole for juvenile homicide offenders, was a substantive new rule. That meant that the juveniles who were sentenced under a mandatory life in prison without parole, that their sentences were not just in error, they were illegal, they were unconstitutional.
So how does this particular case, Montgomery v. Louisiana, how does it have to approach this issue to get that rule applied retroactively? And what are the particular facts of this case?
Well, this case actually came from Louisiana. It was brought by Henry Montgomery, who murdered a deputy sheriff, believe it or not, in 1963 when he was 17. So right now, he's about 69 years old. The court said that states that now have to face this new rule can do it in one of two ways. They can have a new sentencing procedure. For example, Henry Montgomery, the man in this particular case, could go before court and be resentenced based on whether he has shown that he is no longer incorrigible, that he has been rehabilitated to whatever degree, and his sentence can be changed. Or states can also hold parole hearings in which these inmates also have to show that they have been rehabilitated to a certain degree in order to win parole. So those are the two avenues, resentencing hearings or parole hearings.
And would you say that the court is coming close to actually beginning to classify the huge number of convicts in jails as, you know, if you're over 60 years old, the question of are you a threat to society is a fundamentally different one than if you're 18 and then if you're 30 and then if you're 40, and that you can't lump all these people in together regardless of the length of sentencing? Some of the language of these opinions suggests that the court is moving in that direction.
Well, John, I think the court right now is only concerned about those who committed crimes when they were juveniles. Are those cases that have come up over the years involving age and whether age is a factor in some of these sentencings? However, I think it's really the juvenile category that the court, through a series of decisions, has shown that it's most concerned about.
Marcia Coyle is Chief Washington Correspondent for the National Law Journal. Thanks so much, Marcia.
Oh, my pleasure, John. Take care.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.